This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You got to have an ace in the hole.
You got to have an ace in the hole.
A little secret.
A little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble.
No, make no mistake, we've got people inside Soros' organization. We've got people inside all the Democratic Party operations. But you also got to know they got people in our organizations. You also got to know these people are mad dogs when it comes to power. So, folks who know what covert action is, that means taking the gloves off. These people have already taken the gloves off against this country. They're out of control. And I don't want to put myself in the position of calling for things like that. And however the president and others see fit to take care of it. I'm just signaling that this is too extreme what's going on. As the president said, we'll shoot your ass if you start attacking police and military. You're attacking our country. You're even worse because you're taking kids with you. You're funded by international war criminals. And we just can't sit here and be candy asses anymore and then let them stage an event and we all apologize for it. You're the authors of this. And for those little children down there, the professors and the operatives and the leftist intelligence operatives who aren't real intelligence operatives. The Democrats ran more than 30 congressional candidates to the news today that were CIA, and not military CIA, not real CIA, the type of CIA that, you know, buys off your university for the Chi-Coms. We mean traitors. And they're so pissed Veritas has infiltrated them. And Veritas isn't candy-ass white shoe boy leftists that have a hard-on for America. They're real people, trained in tactics and ready to go in. And they are mopping the floor with you. Just like every time I've tried to infiltrate something, it's just victory. Because good people are smarter and stronger than evil. We get on the field, it's game over. And, you know, you guys think the left only has former intelligence operatives and people that are training folks to take on the globalists? We have the real people that have actually done it. We don't have the traitors that sit behind desks at Harvard and Yale and at the Ford Foundation who have a real hatred of this country. We have the patriots. But I don't want people to think that folks that are in intelligence agencies are the answer. I'm organic. I didn't go to some defense school. I didn't sit there and get sent to some CIA school. I actually went to the school of reality and actually read the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books. And I actually went out and did the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of missions and the training in the real world by doing it. And that's why we're so dangerous, is because we are on our own. And because we're on our own, we built the paradigm of the new resistance and the model of crushing the globalists. That's how innovation works. It doesn't come out of some weird, twit, inbred, mentally ill woman whose mommy and daddy are mental patients and who got donated a bunch of money and their trust fund kids. And they've got some existential thing because at the country club when they were kids, you know, some good-looking wasp made them look bad. And they're a little hunchback wasp. And so now they hate wasp and they're reliving 5 years old when someone was rude to mommy. Let me tell you something. The average leftist CIA person is a mental patient, but they revel their little CIA card and that they can get into databases and look into what you're doing or where you're going. And they just feel so. This is a sick, evil ruling class of extreme racist. And I can tell you that they have such a backlog of material with the lawyers that they don't even know what to release. We have everything. Everything. On the New York Times, on the Washington Post, on Hillary. Because all the thinkers that were conned and were... Here's the secret when I come back. When I come back. The secret. The big secret. What they fear. Straight ahead. their undoing, their doom. The day of doom is here.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever might come our way. Nothing's going to make it happen.
Take the world in a loving way.
Exploding to space. I'm going right back to your calls. The big secret is this. There are a lot of people that serve the government, corporations, and systems that were half awake but didn't know what to do and weren't sure. And now they see the full evil of the Democrats. They may have a bunch of illegal aliens and drug addicts and criminals on their side, but real competent people are now deciding, I'm not part of this. And they're joining the ranks of Make America Great Again. And so that's why there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. You can't suppress excellence. You can't do it. You can kill a few of its leaders who love life but are ready to take one for the team. Like, I love life so much I'm willing to die. I'll never commit suicide. But that's why they can't stand it, because they know I literally have no fear of them. Because I have fear of them having victory. That's my fear. I have fear of these people that want to molest our children, literally running things, a bunch of devil worshiper perverts that got control of the media and now they want to run our lives. No! JD in the great state of Texas, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. God bless you. Go ahead.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Alex. I'm going to get right to the point, dispense with the pleasantries, although I would like to tell you how long I've been listening and all of that. I'm going to say that for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What I'm getting at is the globalist elite playbook. Have you ever read Fundamental Laws by the Rose Cross Order?
The Rosicrucians?
Yes.
Yeah, I've read it.
It's the 68th Convocation.
I read some Rosicrucian books about 20 years ago, but God, I know about it.
Okay, yeah. So to refresh a little bit for everyone else to know, one of the things in their books, they think that they have the real collegiate Bible and that the commoners have just what everyone else sees out there as your regular whatever Bibles are available. They really believe that in their collegiate Bible that they're following something that's kind of good. It's kind of like rat poison. It's mostly good food, but there's 10% there that just is warped. And really, you know, it explains the great seal that they devised that's on our money, and it explains like the triangle around the eye.
Sure, it's a Gnostic Christian order. And then there's actually multiple Rosicrucian systems, many of which are very evil, but then there's also some that's come out of it, like the New America and the New Atlantis and things. So it's very confusing.
Exactly, yes. It's really esoteric, and it's one of those things where you kind of have to back up a paragraph and read it over. you know, I just wanted to say, you know, been a big fan of all of you guys and all of the hard work and the background people that you just mentioned before. And lastly, I know that they're trying to use the Sandy Hook thing to discredit you and basically, you know, boil you down to a vitamin salesman. And that's exactly how they work. And I want all of your listeners to know, and they probably already do, that that is the only one thing that they're trying to drill home, and the rest of everything else that you've got going on is true, authentic American Christian.
Well, sure, exactly. They look at a compendium of work, they then misrepresent what I've said about things, and then they make it bad that we fund ourselves, and it's all funded by Soros. They filed a new Sandy Hook lawsuit yesterday, and because they got mad that some of the suits have been thrown out. So that's why people supporting us is so critical. God bless you, JD. I appreciate that call. Yeah, you get into all this esoteric stuff, and it's pretty complex. I just know I love God, and I believe in white children, black children, little pretty little Hispanic children, everybody. I love everybody. I just want to have it, but I don't want people weaponized against me because I'm from Europe, and then I'm a bad person. So we have to stand up for ourselves, no matter what color you are, where you came from. We have to see the bigger picture and who's behind what. Okay, let's go ahead and Etion. Etion in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How's it going? Greetings.
Greetings. Welcome.
America is for President Trump and Alex Jones. Anything else, any other person, Hispanic, who wants to consider themselves an American or anything other than a real Jesus Christ believer is a fake and is a terrorist. I come from California. I made my move back to Texas for this reason. I see the Rio Grande Valley falling because of their belief in other than reality. So what I'm bringing on to you, brother, is may God bless you, the InfoWars team. You can find me on YouTube, Twitter, Calabaso First, and I'm just doing everything I can on my own to bring back the Hispanics because they do not have a face. They do not have a Latin patriot to speak to them. They need somebody.
Well, that's awesome. Say it slower. What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Calabaso First. Calabaso First.
Sure. What does calabaso mean in Spanish? I forget.
It's supposed to be like a squash, pumpkin. I kind of made it into my own just for that purpose.
Well, that's good. And what do you think? I mean, this is so transparent. They organize a bunch of communists in South America, march them up. It's openly run by the UN, the Democrats. I mean, this is insanely obvious that our whole media tries to cover it up, even though a year ago Soros said he was doing it.
Okay, yeah. So we know we've been infiltrated. We're being torn down by our own people. What is important is many people will not understand, especially the Hispanic people will not understand who George Soros is. Everything that he's done has worked perfectly towards his plan, except in our eyes, the ones that are open.
He is an anti-Christian demon.
Correct, he is. And what we must do, we must continue pushing what we're doing. I thank you for your call, Alex. I appreciate all of your products. iCurin, I just received it on Monday. Man, I see the results. It's beautiful. It's awesome. I've been a long-time listener, and I hope to hear from you again, and I will always keep in touch with y'all.
God bless you, Etion. Yeah, I never plug Icarin. All we do is go out and see what is the best product already out there and make it even stronger and better. What has the best range name? So for kidney and liver, Icarin, as a flush, it's powerful. But if you're already in a weird state, consult a physician because these products aren't like a lot of companies have a bunch of marketing, but they sell kind of filler because they're scared of real supplements. I mean, real supplements can really help you, but also, you know, if you're in a weird place, it can get crazy. So Icarin and InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I've got loaded phones here. And like, don't feel bad for Joel Gilbert. He understands it. Sometimes he has guests and everything set up, and I kind of hijack the Friday show every month or so. He'll get to go from the bottom of the hour, whatever guests he has. I'm taking over the next time because I promise to go to all these callers. In fact, let's jam one more in. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, what do you think about this? Alex Jones does Boss Hog in whiteface.
Yeah, you're pretty funny. I can do a Boss Hog.
You'll trigger the whole world. But seriously, my point is this. I'd like to talk about what I call Operation Suppository being activated right now with Caesar Sayoc, Michael Moore, and the Pope. When Caesar Sayoc came out and rolled out and it all blew up and no pun intended, and was revealed to be a total fraud, framing the right, a few days later, Michael Moore magically comes up with footage of this guy at a rally, and that's been all over news. I haven't heard about
it. Oh, yeah, no, I should have mentioned it here. Yeah, no, it's just funny that Michael Moore magically had that footage.
He has this footage, and then he's visiting the Pope, of all people, and Steve Pachenik, on the War Room, brought out an interesting point, saying Caesar Sayoc, his name means emperor, first name, and last name, master of chaos.
No, it's true. We should get Pachenik back on. Great point. Well, we know the Pope is a pedophile master, and Michael Moore looks like the biggest, fattest, ugliest pedophile I ever saw. Not saying he's a pedophile.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
What a bummer. I just missed the Ted Nugent call an hour ago. I was looking at my phone. I must have looked down and missed the president's call, Ted Nugent's call. It gets worse and worse from here. It's fun to be in the fight, though, isn't it? Not name dropping, but I am name dropping. Well, there he is again. Hey, Daria, come get it. He's asking for the right hotline number. You were hearing it, but I didn't hear what you said. We got like three hotlines. Just come take it. Poor Gilbert's about to get preemptive. Just come on in here and get it. Because you're telling me those mics you use are distorted. I can't hear a word. Here you go. Go ahead and text him the number. Poor Gilbert's getting preempted. That's okay. You can join us tomorrow. Good old Joel Gilbert. He's always amped up and ready to go. Who's up next here? Who's been holding the longest now here? Rich? Brad? Stephanie? Andrew's been holding the longest. Andrew in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks so much for having me. And all I can say is that I feel like it's deja vu all over again from 2016. You know, you feel the confidence. If you're looking at the early voting numbers that are happening in Florida, Texas, Georgia, the states that they keep saying are all going to go blue, you know, I'm starting to feel deja vu. This is exactly what happened last time, last cycle. All the polls were cooked. If you look at the samples for the polls now, that CNN, USA Today, everybody, there's been, I'm here in Florida, and there's one, I believe there's been one poll that has Ron DeSantis up in Florida.
Well, let's be clear. Here's the problem. When we zig, they zag. They put out totally fake polls for Hillary. They know she was behind from the beginning. That made them really scared, so they overcompensated, tried to steal a bunch of states. Now, they still keep oversampling, but they're not doing it as much, and that they're engaged in massive fraud and massive spending. So I agree, gut level, and looking at all the tea leaves, I think we barely keep the House, even gain a seat or two in the Senate. The problem is that they are in just flame-throwing lies right now and just doing so many things. So can our red wave overtake their blue seawall? Thank you for calling. Well, joining us, ladies and gentlemen, with just 3.5 days left to the big decision, what they're calling the most important election in modern history, is the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, for this segment and the next. Uncle Ted, thanks for coming on with us. I know you've been campaigning hard up there in Michigan, and I just wanted to get your take on what your gut level is thinking right now.
Well, more important than my take, Alex, is truth, logic, and common sense, and the pulse of, you know, honest, conscientious, working hard, playing hard America. We talk about this every time, but these are just outrageous, bizarro world times that we're dealing with right now. So let me share with you from the sacred swamps of Michigan. And by the way, Alex, I hope you know, and I know you do, that I don't get out of my tree stand on November 2nd for just anybody.
I know that.
This is so important, and you're right, I am busting my ass to get truth, logic, and common sense back into my beloved birth state of Michigan, the epicenter of productivity and work ethic and family pride and earning your own way and helping your neighbors. I mean, when I was born in 1948, Michigan was the example the whole world looked at.
The only other powerhouse close to it was Texas. I mean, you guys were everything.
Sure. And now that I'm a Texan, I'm still up here in Michigan because can you imagine a worse curse that you would hang your head in shame than when the media during the 2016 election constantly referred to my state, my original home and birth state of Michigan as a reliably blue state? I wanted to cry. let me bring you up to date. I've been hunting with hunters from every state in the nation, some Canadians and some people came from Europe, because I hold hunting camps every October, November, and December, and January, and we're in the epicenter of the big hunting time here in Michigan. And the pulse I get around the campfire from great entrepreneurial families, just dedicated, generous, loving families that donate to these children's charities and these military charities that we donate these hunts for auctions. And Alex, you're not alone. I'm not alone. You're damn right we're radical, because the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the Declaration of Independence, rugged individualism is radical in a world of sheep where tyrants and dictators and despots used to rule the day till we met the punks at Concord Bridge and cut them in half. That radical independent spirit is alive and well, which is why we've got Donald Trump in the White House, and I know that your listening audience is already cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock, Doc. We're tuned in to the Constitution that only the Republicans represent. Everybody knows that. But the pain and anger and heartbreak around the Nugent campfire every day from men and women, families, young kids, special needs kids, Alex, they can't believe that there's a political party in America that doesn't believe in America first.
Well, beyond, let me stop you. Let me stop you, Ted. You're on fire. We have Democratic leaders like Michael Moore and like Cuomo of New York saying America was never great and it's not going to be great. And they really aren't Americans. They hate this country like baby ducks that imprinted on evil. What's wrong with them?
Well, I got a bunch of theories, but I've dealt with them. And I got to tell you, it's really so strange, because I'm a logic guy. You know, 1 and 1 equals 2. I don't care how uncomfortable you are with the number 2. 1 and 1 equals 2. Venice's food. I have the right to keep and bear arms. And a nation without secure borders isn't a nation anymore. And you don't provide sanctuary to criminals. You provide sanctuary for your citizens. What we're doing at the border right now, and I'm talking to some Marines and some Air Force and some Coast Guard and some U.S. Army Rangers and the U.S. Navy. They're at my camp right now, Alex, and they can't, in their heart, they can't believe that anyone, not in America, would be against the president providing security at our borders. This is Planet of the Apes, Cuckoo's Nest, Clockwork, Dayglow Orange, Twilight Zone, Zombieland, USA. So, Alex, thank you for raising hell. Thank you for spotlighting cockroaches in Texas. I pray to God we haven't been infiltrated in Texas by a bunch of escaped Californians and Washingtons and Oregonian left-wing goofballs. I hope that we vote for Ted Cruz, who is a constitutionalist, and Beto O'Rourke is an America-hating, sanctuary city, gun confiscation, scam artist from hell. And if Texas can't beat Robert O'Rourke, then we deserve to go down the toilet like California has. So you know it's true. I know it's true. And Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. By the way, we're doing a benefit next week, Alex. We're going to try to win a syllable for Maxine Waters. Anyhow, America is standing strong because we have
Ted, stay there. I know you've been in, you've been kicking ass up in Michigan. We got to go to break. I got to go in like 5 minutes. We're going to come back and have you finish up on. I'm sure you heard, or you may not. Beto O'Rourke got caught working for Soros. It's mainstream news, Project Veritas. With MasterCard, he's funding the whole thing. They've already got caravans hitting, and they're giving them $1,000 credit cards, including smuggled kids. They got the videos. So we're going to go to break for 3 minutes, come back and get your take on Beto O'Rourke should be arrested. This guy, and he says his mom's a Republican. Turns out she's a lifelong Democrat. He wants to ban all semi-autos. Ted Nugent, the Titan of America. Straight ahead, only 3.5 days out. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let me tell you, we just had a four-minute break, and if he could repeat what he said on air, it's unbelievable. Ted Nugent is on fire. The force is with him. I was getting into Beto and the big Veritas thing. They're running with the UN, Soros. It's all confirmed. They're funding it. It's all over Drudge. It's breaking. But he was just talking about how amazing it is spiritually at a gut level to be fighting this tyranny. So, Uncle Ted, if you just repeat what you said during the break, that'd be amazing.
Well, you know, it's simple to do because I live the American dream with all my heart and soul, and I'm 70 years having the time of my life, so I appreciate freedom because I do so much work with the military and generous Americans who know that freedom is not free. And I'm having the greatest hunting season of my life, and every day we share a campfire with the heroes of the military and their families and children's charities, and the love and the positive spirit is over the top. me a little bit more, the more I fight for freedom and fight for his individual rights that he's provided us and how the Founding Fathers wrote them down. And I'm killing some great bucks with some beautiful mystical flights of the arrow. And my point being that this is a culture war. You've talked about it forever. You've raised hell forever. And I got to tell you, Alex, the people listening, I know they clenched their fist and they shouted out loud, glory, glory, hallelujah. We the people experimenting in self-government. But there are people listening to us right now who don't vote. And Nancy Pelosi would like to thank you for not voting. Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Charlie Schumer and Eric Holder and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton would like to thank all good Americans who don't vote. Because when you don't vote Constitution and logic and truth and common sense, you literally are voting for the Democrats who hate America. In the past, Alex, when we said how the Democrats hate America, people would say, oh, that's over the top. That rhetorical outrage is unacceptable. Now people are waking up that when you are angry at a president who says America first, you hate America. When you listen to the president proclaim his pride for being a nationalist, because I'm a nationalist, you're a nationalist, we are all nationalists, we believe in America, and then the media inserts the word white. Alex, the president never said that. He said, I'm a nationalist. I love America, which means every ethnicity, every gender, every religion, every creed, every color, every walk of life. And the media goes berserk with their dishonesty to actually turn a loving patriotic statement into a racist rant, which makes Don Lemon and all those punks racist. So this is the time to be radical, because a culture war is radical and freedom is worth it. Now is the time to vote. And if you've ever been suspicious or confused, if you do not vote Republican, you might as well wipe your ass with the Constitution, because that's what the Democrats believe in. They don't believe in sanctuary for Americans. They believe in sanctuary for invaders of America. So I could go on, but I know I'm repeating the common sense, the truth, and the logic that you let loose every day. And again, we the people who are in the asset column, who make sacrifices and take risks and work our asses off to be a benefit to our family and our neighborhood, our country, the earth, the environment, our fellow man all over the world. When you're in the asset column, you're an asset for everybody. Beto O'Rourke wants you to be in the liability column so he can take from the assets and shower you with the blood and hard work and sweat of people who make risks and sacrifice, because Beto O'Rourke hates America. And I dare Beto to challenge you. I challenge you, Beto, to a debate face to face, and I will mop the floor with your left-wing communist Marxist America-hating ass.
On fire, Ted Nugent. Ted, the few minutes we have left, the Democrats have come out and said, you can't, as you said, you can't even say we're a country that exists. You can't have mothers and fathers. Everything we do is bad. America was never great. It'll never be great. You know, as I mentioned earlier, that's the governor of New York. These people are crazy. And I just can't believe they've gotten so many people to buy into their weirdness that it's neck and neck. And they're literally saying the opposite of what Martin Luther King said, judge people about what they do and what they say and what they stand for. Like, you listen to music, whether it's Black's Planet or White's Planet, we love it. If food's good, I don't care who owns the restaurant, I'm going there. And they turn around when we're the ones promoting classic Americana, and they invoke race war, and they say, kill our president all over the news, and they say, we're the ones, and then they say, Trump, who's pro-Israel, it's his fault. Some idiot went, some demon went and killed people. It just doesn't hold water. So let me ask you this. That level, I think if everybody goes and votes, we're still fighting a tsunami of fraudulent votes, but I still think we hold the House and Senate. What does the left do then? Because they are in war mode. And at a certain point, how do we respond to that? How does the president respond with tens of thousands of people marching up here, funded by the UN, to attack police and military to try to run over our border, and leftist groups suing the president saying, you can't stop this? I mean, this is existential. They're making their move on the Republic.
Well, I'll make it perfectly clear, and I know I echo what you believe in. I know what you're made out of, Alex. I know what your listeners are made out of. They're good, decent, law-abiding, you know, conscientious, generous Americans. That's everybody in National Rifle Association members. We have a group called HunterNation.org. Everybody go to HunterNation.org and help us fight to get our private property and We the People's wildlife back in the control of science. HunterNation.org. But that's an example. We do not believe in violence. We denounce violence. I would protect Don Lemon from violence, even though he's a soulless punk. He's a liar. He's a racist. But I would protect him from violence, and I denounce all violence. However, we also believe in the right to self-defense. And I just did a special event with the Law Enforcement Heroes of America. So God bless law enforcement. God bless the military and the first responders. And we the people who are doing our moral, intellectual, and spiritual obligation as citizens of America to research the candidates, hold them to a constitutional fire, and vote to make America great. Constitutional, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, be the best that you can be. It's alive and well, but if we don't vote, the Democrats have lost their soul. They're just running.
They have no bottom, Ted. They have no bottom. And I'm going to ask you this question next. We don't want violence with the 80-plus percent military-age men, with women using kids as shields, like Islamic terrorists, you know, with kids as suicide bombers. But Trump said they almost killed a couple of Mexican police and military. A few were in critical condition. They beat them over the head with clubs, firebombs. And Trump said, you throw big rocks at people, that's a deadly weapon. We're going to shoot back. That's not a violent call. If you're going to let them know they can come attack, they're going to do it. Tens of thousands of armed people using kids as shields coming up who are about to attack our border and our country. I mean, what is Trump supposed to do? I think that's a shot across the bow. He's being honest, saying, what do we do? Just sit there and let him throw bricks at the military and police?
Well, I'll leave you with this, Alex. Thanks for letting me bring my voice and the voice of everybody I know, just great, great Americans across this country on your radio program, and to share it on the airwaves of America. But let me leave you with this. I support President Trump's every move. I support President Trump in everything he does and says. We don't want someone presidential because the fake presidential guys got us into this mess. We want a hellraiser. We want a constitutionalist. We want a we the people earn your own way guy. And that's what Donald Trump is. And I'll leave you with this. I'm on my way to my tree stand right now, and I will kill more deer this year because the Hunters for the Hungry program has for 27 years donated 250 million hot meals of venison every year, Alex, to soup kitchens and homeless shelters. And I'll leave you with a couple of stanzas of the Democrats' new national anthem. My name is Ted Nugent, and this is the Democrat national anthem.
Let me say bye to you, Ted. I've never heard you on fire. During the break, he said he'd shoot the best he's ever shot with a bow, so that's what I wanted to say. We'll be back. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Day heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Joel Gilbert. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert coming to you for the rest of this hour from the People's Republic of California. Looking for a big win. I'm predicting a big win for the Republicans on Tuesday for the midterms. But watch out, the Democrats, I just got this in the mail, Maxine Waters' sample ballot. There's the sample ballot. And she actually shows people how to vote. She checks for people, puts an X in every single box. This is how Democrats feel about the electorate. They have to be told what to do. They're like sheep. They tell them, put your X right here. Telling them how to vote. This is the low IQ, as Donald Trump says, Maxine Waters considers her constituents to be low IQ, so she's actually filling out the ballot for them. Anyway, look for a big win. I think Trump has proven over 2 years that he's going to bring the economy around. He cares about America. He's established the emotional bond with his Republican base, and I'm looking for a huge win on Tuesday, but watch out for the Democrats not accepting the results of democracy as they did not in 2012. They took to the streets to protest democracy. Look for more of the same. I want to bring on Larry Klayman to talk about this result of this horrific attack in Pittsburgh. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. When I was 6 years old, I used to go to the Tree of Life Synagogue, actually, in Pittsburgh. I remember it quite well, even though I was young. And I was shocked that there was no security there. Gun control doesn't matter anymore. Don't forget, Larry, people can print guns on your printer. So you take away all the guns and people are going to print them. Larry, you wrote an article about the Jewish left, saying that the leftist Jews are a danger to other Jewish people and even to Israel. Now, people today think of prominent Jewish leftists like Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, Bernie Sanders, and even more embarrassing, some of the media like Dana Milbank from Washington Post and Jeff Zucker, CNN. But they don't know or realize, just like there are a lot of black conservatives, people identify today black people with supporting Democrats, there are a lot of black conservatives, a lot of conservative Jews, all the way back to Barry Goldwater, of course, big donors like Sheldon Adelson. Tell us about your piece, why these leftist Jews are a danger to the people.
Well, let me say this, Joel. Like you, I'm Jewish. I'm Messianic. But I'm very proud of my Jewish heritage. I'm a Zionist. You know that. I believe in the state of Israel. And most Jews are not to the left. Most Jews are either conservative or moderate. And what's happening right now is the Jewish left, you see it in the universities, the professors, you see it on the cable networks like CNN, MSNBC. You see it with individuals like George Soros, who's not really in his heart Jewish at all. He's actually an anti-Semite in his own right. He's funding a lot of this activity. He and his dad actually took away property from Jews going to their deaths in concentration camps during World War II to save their own skin. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror after that. I would rather die in a concentration camp than sell out my own people. Well, here's what's happening, is that people are getting the wrong impression that Jewish people are against democracy, that they're against the Trump administration that was rightfully voted in to power. And even the lunatic like this neo-Nazi who killed 11 Jewish people at the synagogue that you used to attend to, cited Jewish people as the reason that bringing radical Muslim terrorists into this country. And you know what? Regrettably, there's some truth to that, because you have the Anti-Defamation League, which is very far left, hates Trump. They were actually aiding the Council for American Islamic Relations, which has terrorist links, in opposing President Trump's greater degree of vetting of immigration from Muslim countries. Not all Muslims are terrorists, we know that, and we're not trying to ban all Muslims from the United States, but this was reasonable. And there you have these leftist Jewish groups that are in fact sowing the seeds of their own destruction. These people, if it had been after World War II, would still get onto boxcars thinking that they were going to summer camp. They're not just naive, but they have a visceral hatred to conservatives, and we have to relate to what's happened to our black friends. I have many black conservative friends. One's Demetric Penny, a police officer in Dallas who brought a case against the ultimate anti-Semite, Louis Farrakhan, when Farrakhan incited death against his fellow police officers there. And he was vilified as Uncle Tom, a house N, everything else. His lives were threatened. So we Jews have to stand up. We don't stand for that. We are not Jews like Karl Marx, Leon Trotsky, Saul Alinsky, or the other people that you've mentioned. We believe in democracy. We believe in freedom. This land is our land, both here and in Israel. And most Jews are not radical leftists. And that's unfortunately what's happening. So I'm forming a group, and you're welcome to join, and others, Christians, are welcome to join as well. Like I said, I'm a Jewish Christian. Let's bring everybody together. It's going to be called the Coalition of the Jewish Right. And you can find that at freedomwatchusa.org, because I'm sick and tired of seeing the Jewish left destroy the fabric of this country. And we have to call it like it is. You and I can do it because we're both Jewish. But if someone else did it, they'd be called anti-Semitic. But the reality is we have a problem within our own people. They're not only trying to destroy the fabric of American society, but of Israel.
Yeah. Well, Larry, I think there's a big difference between Jewish people being, we have a lot of conservative Jews, probably most are conservative, we have people that are liberal. The thing that bothers me and I find particularly distressful and embarrassing is when people like Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, are just pathological liars that get on TV every day and lie about America, lie about Brett Kavanaugh, lie about the president. Do these Jewish leaders have a special responsibility to be at least be truthful and not try to disseminate lies and making their names associated with other Jewish people look bad? And I find it embarrassing.
Well, and you and I don't worry about appearances, you know, Joel. But here's the thing. I mean, after the massacre in the Pittsburgh synagogue, it was Jewish leaders from that synagogue, Jewish leaders like Adam Schiff, to use the term leaders loosely, like Jake Tapper on CNN, who's also Jewish, and others, who branded the president an anti-Semite. This is the most pro-Jewish president in modern history. He loves Israel. To the contrary, our last president, Obama, was an anti-Semite. He identified with his half-Muslim self rather than all of the people. In fact, I said that once. I was vilified for it. I said on the Mall, Mr. President, get up off your knees, put the Quran down, and come out with your hands up. I said that figuratively.
Yeah, I remember that. You were being facetious, but Obama put this Iran deal in place. He snubbed Bibi Netanyahu. He was interested in Muslim outreach and was very friendly with Israel's worst enemies, including Hamas. Whereas Trump, as they say, he's almost like you said, Bill Clinton was the first black president. Trump is the first Jewish president. Because he moved the embassy to Jerusalem, and he's so interested, he understands the dynamic in the Middle East and why Israel is an asset to U.S. security.
Well, and that's what triggered it with me, and that's why I'm speaking out and forming this group. That was the final straw that broke the camel's back, the Jewish camel's back, I might say. Because to actually attack the one president who is a friend of the Jewish people in modern history, I mean, Jimmy Carter was no friend, and neither was Barack Obama. And someone who has moved that embassy to Jerusalem, and to have leftist Jews call him an anti-Semite, is the pot calling the kettle black. And I'm sorry to say it, but our people have disgraced our own people. And I don't consider these people Jews anymore. I really don't. Because they don't live by the tenets of the Ten Commandments.
Well, we've seen this phenomena in England and other far-left movements, the British Labour Party, where the far-left cozies up to the radical left, and they become anti-Semitic themselves. Is this what's happening to the Democrat Party despite having several prominent Jewish leaders?
That's true. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders, who despises Israel, who disclaims his Jewish heritage. This is a guy who took his honeymoon in Moscow. Okay, I mean, Moscow, the home of, in effect, atheism. He worshiped the state rather than worshiping God. And he's just one example among many. Adam Schiff is an absolute disgrace, the congressman from West Hollywood, and he's somebody who, you know, lies through his teeth. And he got up there last Sunday with Jake Tapper and some others. It was also Tom Steyer from California, whose dad was Jewish. And they just trashed Trump for being an anti-Semite. Well, I'll tell you something. They are the anti-Semites because they are the ones who are besmirching Judeo-Christian heritage, thought, and the religion. Because if you're a true Jew, you would never act this way.
We only got a few seconds left. Larry, you're pointing out, you're starting an organization called the Jewish Right, helping to point out that there are so many Jewish conservatives and patriots in this country, and not letting these radical leftists speak for Jewish people against the president. Well, thanks for being here, and go to freedomwatchusa.org. We had a short show today, but I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Everyone get out and vote, vote, vote.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're bringing